Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Wait, Windows wasn't the first Windows, and the first Microsoft Windows was a flop? How is that even possible? Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about Windows 1.0. Windows is the dominant desktop operating system in the world, and it's kind of hard to imagine a time when you didn't expect to see it on every PC that wasn't made by Apple. So let's rewind the clock to just such a time. It's May 1984. If you have a computer, it's either running DOS or maybe some sort of house OS like Commodore Kernel or TI Basic. But popular computing that month had a special overview of windowing programs. Every major software developer was just about to put out, or had plans to put out, an integrated operating environment that featured on-screen windows so you could run and access more than one program at a time. Visión from VisiCorp, the makers of VisiCalc, seemed to be the leader. They'd made a deal with IBM. It was the first to reach the market, and it only cost you $99. However, it only worked with programs adapted for it. But there were plenty of choices, and the rest of the windowing options out there all worked with MS-DOS. DeskView, WindowMaster, and InView were also already out, and Concurrent DOS, ConceptVP, and Windows were on the way. Microsoft, of course, made that last one, Windows, and it had the most public support from vendors, but Microsoft had made the controversial decision to only sell it to hardware manufacturers. You couldn't buy it yourself. And it wasn't even done at the time of Popular Computing's publication. Microsoft seemed to be dragging its heels. It had showed off a graphical user interface as early as 1981, but Bill Gates saw a demonstration of Visión at COMDEX in 1982 and started development of Windows. In 1983, Microsoft got wind of Apple's windowing system, based heavily on a prototype from Xerox PARC. So in August of 1983, Microsoft hired Scott A. McGregor, one of the lead developers on the Xerox PARC windowing system, to be the lead developer for Windows for Microsoft. Everything seemed on track. Microsoft publicly showed off Windows on November 10, 1983, positioning it as a device driver for MS-DOS 2.0 that supported cooperative multitasking in tiles, Windows. It did not require a Microsoft user interface, so anybody could develop programs for it. Microsoft set April 1984 as the ship date. As we know from our Popular Computing magazine, it didn't make it. McGregor left the team in January 1985 and was replaced by Steve Ballmer. Design modifications followed, and Windows de-emphasized multitasking, if you can believe that, in favor of rich graphics that used less memory than competitors. In the summer of 1985, Microsoft released Windows 1.0 Premier Edition to some vendors, analysts, and press. And finally, on November 20th, 1985, Windows was released to manufacturing. And it did end up going on sale as two double-sided floppy disks at retail after all. That was known as Windows 1.01, and it sold for $99. Now, You needed CGA, Hercules, or EGA graphics. You also needed at least MS-DOS 2.0, 256 kilobytes of RAM or more, and either two double-sided disk drives, or a hard drive. Yeah, you didn't have to run it off your hard drive. You could just pop in the floppies. You would launch it by typing win at the DOS prompt, unless, of course, you had added it to your auto exec bat. Windows 1.0 ran on the MS-DOS kernel. It could run as a 16-bit shell called MS-DOS Executive. It allowed the use of a mouse for click and drag operations, and if you used the mouse button had to be held down to display menus. It also included a feature called the Control Panel, which let the user configure settings in a graphical environment. The windows in 1.0 were all tiled, not overlapping. Minimizing a program would put its icon on a horizontal line at the bottom of the screen. It came with calculator, paint, notepad, write, terminal, clock, reversi, and utilities like clipboard and print spooler. It also offered RAM drive, which could manage memory cards as a way around that 640 kilobyte memory limit. Other MS-DOS exec files showed up as well. There was no program manager, though. That wouldn't arrive until Windows 3.0. And File Manager wasn't there. You just had that MS-DOS executive. By the time it came out, it didn't meet expectations. Critics called it slow, noted poor performance when running multiple applications, kind of the point of a windowing system, and they didn't like that it relied on the mouse for navigation over the keyboard. You could use the keyboard, but the mouse had been prioritized. Also, its compatibility with DOS programs did not fulfill its promise. The New York Times called its performance like, quote, pouring molasses in the Arctic. Computer World magazine estimated it sold 500,000 copies between launch and April 1987. It was a flop. The first major update came in May 1986, Windows 1.02, which added customizations for Europe, including non-English versions. Windows 1.03 unified the first two versions in a single international release. And in April 1987, version 1.04 added support for the IBM PS2, though not for the PS2 mouse or for VGA graphics. Those came in a special OEM version for IBM that came out separately May 27th, 1987. It was finally superseded by Windows 2.0, which came out in December 1987 and introduced overlapping Windows support. But support for Windows 1.0 continued until December 31st, 2001. It was the longest supported version of Windows. Windows 3.0 and especially 3.1 were, of course, the version that would launch Windows into the mainstream and cement Microsoft's dominance of the desktop, but that wouldn't come until May 22nd, 1990. Now, if you're thinking, man, I wish I could try out Windows 1.0 and see what it was like, you can. Head to pcjs.org, where they run emulations of both 1.01 and 1.0 Premiere Edition on its website. I hope you have some time to play a little reversi, and I hope you know a little more about Windows 1.0.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.